He hesitated a moment before replying. He looked a little troubled. "Oh, yes," he said after a moment. The Mendley Ball was generally an annual affair. Everyone in the county came. A lot of people from London, too. Quite a big show.
"It must have taken a lot of organization," I said.
"Yes," he said.
"I suppose," I said carelessly,
"Rebecca did most of it."
I looked straight ahead of me along the drive, but I could see his face was turned towards me, as though he wished to read my expression.
"We all of us worked pretty hard," he said quietly. There was a funny reserve in his manner as he said this, a certain shyness that reminded me of my own. I wondered suddenly if he had been in love with Rebecca. His voice was the sort of voice I should have used in his circumstances, had this been so. The idea opened up a new field of possibilities. Frank Crawley, being so shy, so dull, he would never have told anyone, least of all Rebecca.
"I'm afraid I should not be much use if we have a dance," I said. "I'm no earthly use at organizing anything."
"There would be no need for you to do anything," he said. "You would just be yourself and look decorative."
"That's very polite of you, Frank," I said, "but I'm afraid I should not be able to do that very well either."
"I think you would do it excellently," he said. Dear Frank Crawley, how tactful he was and considerate. I almost believed him, but he did not deceive me, really.
"Will you ask Maxim about the ball?" I said.
"Why don't you ask him?"
He answered. "No," I said. "No, I don't like to."